We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Hey. Today is Tesvov Mar Cheshvan. It's the yahrzeit of a close friend, Reb Avraham Ephraim Yisrael B'Reb Menachem Aharon. The learning should be Leila Nishmosai. Reb Nosson Zal explained here, a person would say, again, people who are part of the physical world, would say, you know, the beard and payas blocks the face. What do I mean? Cut off your beard and payas so I can see you. I can see your face. Reb Nosson Zal explained here that the face is emes. The light of emes is a light that on a spiritual level is too bright. You can't see that properly other than going via emuna. To get to emes, you have to go via emuna. And the emuna is the beard and payas, those thin hairs. That's the tzimtzumim. That's the emuna through which we get to the emes. And it's if you're looking through emuna at the emes, then you can handle the light of emes. You can receive it in a healthy, positive way. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this much more. Paragraph A. Ki emes ve'emuna heim shneim echod. Because emes and emuna, which at first glance seem to be total opposites, they're really one. Let's say, what do you mean? Emes is truth. Emes is what you understand, what you see. Emuna is what you don't see. How could you say that that's one? Ki mi shema'amin beho emes, because a person who believes in what's really true, hu mekusher el ho emes, ki ilu hoyo yoidea oisei besechel. That person is as connected to the emes as if they understood it 100% completely. Ve'ein chiluk b'neim klal. There is no difference between the two whatsoever. A person who believes something 100% and a person who knows something 100%, there's no difference at all between them. Adarab, but just the opposite. Ikar hu emes ief shaleida kim al yidei emuna kanal. To really, when it comes to the real emes, which is Hashem, spirituality, you can't have any understanding in Hashem without emuna. We know that it's quoted, many of the Sforim, the Chassidish Sforim, quote the Yavetz, who lived, I think, around the time of, or shortly after, the Spanish Inquisition. And he writes there, that the Jews in Spain, there were many of them who were intellectuals, who were very smart, very learned, and they were the simple folk, the simple people. He said that we saw that when they were put to the test, when they were put to the test of being willing to die for their religion, the simple folk showed more attachment, more loyalty to Hashem than the ones who were thousands of times more learned, who knew more about Hashem, supposedly, than the simple people. People who are much smarter, usually their brains played tricks on them and came up with all kinds of excuses as to how to get out of it. Whereas the simple folk were the ones who showed the most incredible, perfect, simple loyalty to Hashem. And if it meant giving up my life for my religion, so be it. They stepped up to the plate. And they were these awesome kedoshim. Ki emes ve'emuna heim bechinas ishvi. So that in a sense, the person who has faith many times sees the truth more clearly than the person who supposedly understands the truth, has learned the truth, and understands it supposedly. With faith, with closed eyes, a person can see much further sometimes than people with open eyes. Rabbeinu Zal gives this moshul in Likutei Moran in Torah Samachei. He says that, let's say, a person's normal vision, they can see, let's say, 3 miles. Let's say you have something that's 3.5 miles away or 4 miles away. You want to be able to see it. What do you have to do? You have to squint. You have to narrow the opening of the eye. By closing the eye, you can see further. And then Rabbeinu Zal says that if you want to see still further, if you want to see into the next world, if you want to take your vision and make your eye into a real super telescope and be able to see into the next world, what you have to do is close your eyes completely. And Rabbeinu Zal says that's why Hashem put it into the nature of a person, that whenever he's going through any kind of excruciating pain, the person closes his eyes tightly. Why? Because by closing his eyes tightly, closing his eyes from the physical world, he transports his vision into the next world. He's able to see into the next world, which is described as kuloi toiv. There's no pain, no bad, no evil. That's related to our discussion here, that emunah is closing the eyes. When a person recites, when a person declares their emunah, when a person says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what do? We close our eyes tightly, showing that with closed eyes, with emunah, we can sometimes see much, much further than we could with our eyes open. Ki emes v'emuna heim b'chinas ish v'isha. We know that al pi kabbalah, al pi soid, truth and faith correspond to male and female. V'al ze nemar, and it's about this that Hashem says to Adam Arishin, to the angels, loy toiv heyois ha'odam levadoi. It's no good that man should be alone. Es eloi ezer kenegdoi. I'm going to make an assistant opposite him. I'm going to give him a partner. Ha'odam, the man, ze b'chinas ho'emes. That symbolizes emes, truth. Shehu b'chinas ish, which is male. Loi toiv sheye levadoi. Emes, it's no good that emes should be alone, that they should just be emes. Ki I efshir lehonois meho emes ulahoilad mimenu levadoi. It's impossible to benefit and to produce anything from emes alone. Machmashi efshir lekabel etzu emes kanal. Because we are not capable of receiving the full measure, the essence of emes. That's why Hashem said he's going to make a partner for the emes. Shehi ho isho yiras Hashem, which is the woman, the devout woman. Shehi eishes chayil. Shehi bechinas ho emuna hakdoisha. That's the emuna. Shehi kala. The woman, when a man takes a woman, she's referred to as a bride, a kala. Why kala? Haklula mehakoil. Because she is a composite of everything. The woman who is emuna, who is malchus. Malchus is a composite of everything. Hameshubachas b'chol sefer shira shirim. This is the woman who is praised throughout the entire book of shira shirim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, look in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shmois, Daf Kuf Samachtes, where he discusses this. Ki emuna hakdoisha klula mehakoil. Because emuna is a composite of everything good. Ki kol ha-hasogois ha-gvoyois, v'chol yediyas elokus, ha-koil ein yecholen lekabel kim al yedei emuna. Because all high-level understanding of Hashem and all knowledge of Hashem, it is impossible for a person to acquire it other than through emuna. Ki hu emuna hi etzem me'atzomov ubosor mibsoroi shelo emes. Because emuna, just like the woman, just like Chava, was part of Adam's flesh. It says etzem me'atzomov, a rib from my ribs, flesh from my flesh. Emuna is a rib from emes. It's flesh from emes. It's mamish part of emes. Ki shnehem echod, because they're both really one. Ve'ef shelo ze b'lo ze, and that you can't have one without the other. V'chol kiyum ho'ilamai de shneim daiko, and the whole existence of the world is only when you have both, male and female, emes and emuna. Shebe emes heim echod, where in reality they are one. Bebechinas v'hoyu levosor echod, as the pasuk says, they will be united as one flesh. Ki me'achar shemamin bohemes lamitoi nichlal hoemuna bohemes betachlus achdus. Because when a person believes in the real truth, by believing in the truth, in the real truth, that's how faith and truth are becoming one. They're becoming mamish one. Vaideze noilodim kol ha'asogois lodas mi'amitas elkus b'roshim elanetzar. And that's how they are generated. All high-level thoughts and all depth of knowledge of knowing of the truth of Hashem, eternally. כי אי אפשר לא דעס ממנו יספורך קיים על ידי הסחברוס אמס ואמונה. Because it is impossible to understand Hashem or to know about Hashem without being able to bring together and to unite אמס and אמונה. בבחינס, as the פוסק says, ואירסתיך לי באמונה ויודעתס Hashem. I will wed you to me with faith and understand Hashem. So these two must go together. You need emuna to get to viodatas Hashem. Ki emes b'lo emuna yefshe l'kabel machmas ribu yorkanal. Because as we said earlier, it's a person cannot receive emes without emuna because it's too bright a light. Ve'emuna b'lo emes bevadai enoi klum. And emuna without emes is zero. If a person believes in something and it's not the truth, if it's a misplaced faith, if they believe in stupidity, you know, in something that's not true, that certainly is nothing. Ki kesheinoi mistakel al hoemes, oz yeshloi emunoi skuzviyeh shem avoyde zora lekim acherim, ponim de sitrachim avorim batarnal. Because if a person is not looking for the truth, if a person isn't really, really sincere and really looking for the truth and looking at the truth, then any faith that they have, things they believe in, I believe such and such, and this one says, I believe such and such, their belief is baloney, it's shtuyot, it's nonsense, total nonsense, idol worship. Ponim de sitra achra, as Rabbein Azal says over there in Torah Chav Gimel. Ve'ikar kiyum shel ho'emuna k'doisho hu al yidei emes. The main thing that supports the emuna is emes. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, tzedek kadis chabras be'emes is savidas emuna. That tzedek, when you unite it with emes, it becomes emuna. So we see the close connection between emuna and emes. Haynu kishemistakel al ho emes lamitoi. When Rav Nosson Zal says, when a person looks at the real truth, ve'oz bevadai roya beinov sheroy lahamin bavoyseinu akdoshim ubetzadikim amitiim, then the person sees very clearly that it's the right thing to believe in and trust in our forefathers, our holy forefathers, and the true tzaddikim, shemazhirenoisonu lekayim toyrosenu agdoisha, who warn us and teach us to fulfill the Torah. Ukemavur mizeh b'makom achar behilchas Pesach, as Rav Nosson Zal already elaborated on this in Hilchas Pesach in Orach Chaim, Ayin Sham. Ve'oz is savidas emuna. And when the person is zeichet to have this emes, this real emes, then they're zeichet to emuna, she zeichet le'emuna akdoisha b'shleimus. If a person is zeichet to fulfill the Torah, then the person will be zeichet to real emuna b'shleimus. Va'oz nichlal emes ve'emuna yachad. And then the emes and emuna become joined together, they become united. Ki be'emes shneim echad kanal, because in truth they're both really one, as we mentioned earlier. Vaydeze noilodim kol ha'hasogois v'hayidiyos, and through this combination of emes and emuna, this is what generates all different levels of understanding Hashem. Ki al yidei emuna zoichin achakach la'hasogois v'yidiyos gevoyes moed, because through emuna a person is zeichet to very high level understanding of Hashem. Kemoy shemavoyer al posuk, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 91 in Likut Imran, on the posuk Vayihi Yodov Emuna ad boy Hashemesh. His hands were outstretched in a display of faith in tefillah ad boy Hashemesh, until the sun, meaning until the emuna was a stepping stone to get to the shemesh. Shemesh is the sun, which is light, which is chokhmah, which is hasoga selukus. Ubemokam achara, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in another place also. Val yidei elu hayidiyois moilidin nefoshois mamish. And Rav Nelson Zal says, when a Jew is zochet to these hasogas elikus, to a high level of understanding of Hashem, through that they're zochet to generate souls. Ki kol ma shatzadikim masigim hasogas gevoya is yoiser, al yidei shezocho lechaber emes v'amuna b'shleimus, because the more that the true tzadikim are zochet to achieve higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem by putting together emuna and emes properly, through that they're zeichet to inject emuna into the hearts of all the Jewish people. Ki ze ikar shleimus ha-hasogash la-tzadikim, shebechol pam masig hasogas gevoyes misechel elyon v'gevoye b'yoyser. Rav Nelson Zal says this is the real success of understanding, of a high level understanding that tzaddikim achieve. What's the success? That each and every time he's zeichet to achieve higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem, ad sheyochoy letzamtzem asogas elokusay betzimtzumim nifloim koela, to the point where the tzaddik goes so high that he learns how to take this high-level knowledge and wisdom and constrict it and shrink it and bring it down with incredible tzimtzumim, ad sheyochoy lahachnis ho'emuna gdoisha b'leiv kol hanefoshois ho'yerudois ho'rechoikis menis baruch moid moid. And the tzaddik is able to inject emuna, faith, into the hearts of all of those souls that have fallen into very low levels, and that have become very distant from Hashem. The tzaddik, by going so high up in Hasogas Elokus, he's zeichet to achieve an understanding of how to bring that Hasogas Elokus down in all kinds of tzimtzumim, and transmit it in the form of emuna, real solid faith that he injects into the souls of those people who have become very distant from Hashem. Ukemuvan kol ze betchilas haTorah mishrei deSakina beSimen Lamed. As Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very, very clearly in the beginning of chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. Shekol ma shehacholah nechlash biyoser, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the more that the patient is sick, the worse the sickness, tzorech roifei godol biyoser, they need a higher level doctor, sheyucha lahachnis boi hasogas elokus, who has the ability to shine into them this high, high level of light called hasogas elokus, a very high level understanding of Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains this, that a regular sick person needs a regular doctor. When a person is very, very sick, they need a super specialist to heal them. So too on a spiritual level, when a person is regular sick, then a regular Talmud Chacham can help them. When a person is very ill spiritually, they've become very distant from Hashem, from Yiddishkeit, then that person needs a specialist. They need a tzaddik who can be zeichet to such high level hasogas elokus, and also have the ability to bring it down to a level, to a type of light that the person on a low level can relate to and can connect to. And that level light is called emuna. Saros hapeyos v'hazokon. And this is the whole concept of the hairs of the peyos and the beard. Shehem tzimtzumim govoyim v'noiroim. They are incredible high-level tzimtzumim, constrictions, hanim shochem imokoim elyon v'gavoya kaze, which come from an unbelievable high level spiritually, at shal yidei elu hatzimtzumim shel elu asayros hakdoshim nimshochem darkei ho'emunah kdosha afilu lahamadregos hapchusos v'yiru desmoid. To the point whereby through these tzimtzumim of these hairs, these very holy hairs, we have the ability to transmit super high level light, to shrink it and to bring it down, to constrict it, and bring it down in the form of emuna to the lowest, even to the lowest, lowest levels, to people who have fallen very, very far down in connection to Hashem. Ki kol ma shehatzimtzum nimshachim nimshachim yimokam gavoya yoyser, heim yecholim lahalbish haseichel ulohidiyoy afilu lahaktanim vaphusim b'yoyser kanal. Because this is a very important rule that Rav Nosson Zal is communicating to us now. That the higher a level we're dealing with spiritually, the more the tzimtzumim are coming from a higher, higher level, they have the ability to bring the light down, to cloak that light, and to bring it down to people who are further, further down. Just like when the Jews were in Egypt, Hashem sent them Moshe Rabbeinu, the top, top, top tzaddik, who would have the ability to take Hashem's light and bring it all the way down to where the Jews were holding at that time. And Hashem himself said, Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi sorof, ani v'loi acher, that I didn't send an angel, I didn't send a higher level angel, I went myself to take you out. Meaning, Hashem understood that in order, when the Jews were so far down, they needed light coming from mamish, the highest, highest places, and to put it into the proper tzimtzumim, the proper vessels, the proper constrictions, to make it so thin, so to shrink it, so tiny, that the people on the lowest, lowest level can relate to it and can connect with it. V'alkein ikar hayahadus shel Yisrael am kodosh hu al yedei hazokon v'peis. And this is why the main Yiddishkeit of a Jew is displayed in the beard and peis, and is associated with the beard and peis. Shekol zman she'enoy mashlech mi'olav ha'peis v'azokon. So long as the person doesn't get rid of their beard and peis, afilu im kumayshehu, even if he's fallen very far away from Hashem, and he has all kinds of doubts and questions and all kinds of problems, Adayin yesh loy simen shel Yisrael, the person can still be identified as a Jew, v'yecholin lohoyer gam boy eiza bechina mi'emunah k'doysha, and it's possible to shine even into that person some aspect of emuna. V'yochel adayin lo shuv l'Hashem yisporach benokel, and the person can still easily return to Hashem. Avol kishin espaker chas v'shalom. But when the person decides to reject Hashem, to become an apikoiris, at shemashloch miolav hazokon vapeis, to the point where the person removes the beard and peis completely, hu choshud al kol haTorah kula, that person is suspect of violating the entire Torah. V'nisrachek mehamuna betachlis, that person has become the furthest distance away from Hashem. Ki ikar hamshochas ha'emuna k'doysha hu al yedei sairois hazokon v'peis. Because our main ability to draw faith in Hashem is through that beard and peis, those thin wires, those hairs. That's the keli through which a person receives hasogas halakus, shrunken down and mitzumtzum, to be able to come in a form of emunah, strengthening the person's faith in Hashem.